That was the minority leader in Parliament, Haruna Idrisu.
Still in Parliament, the minority in Parliament has expressed displeasure about the termination of appointment by the NPP government. Speaking during the wrapping up of the House debate on the State of the Nation address in Parliament, the minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, said everyone has an employment contract and it must be respected.
We have often heard people make reference to the Presidential Transition Act of 2012, Act 845. And Mr. Speaker, we have seen instances since this government was sworn in that chief executives are asked to proceed on leave in a fashion akin to some of our ugly past as a country. And reference is always made to the Presidential Transition Act, where a chief executive is asked to vacate his office by 5 p.m. Another officer is asked by 8 a.m. the next day morning. That is lawlessness. Every person has an employment contract with the government of Ghana, and that employment contract must be respected. Nobody has a problem if you want to investigate, you want to expose wrongdoing, but you must respect the contractual rights of employees. When you are employed, you normally will require 6 months' notice. 3 to 6 months notice before your appointment is terminated. Mr. Speaker, chief executives have been asked to go home, whether it's National Communications Authority, Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, or Cocoa Board, are asked to go home. That is not akin to democratic processes. They are not respecting our institutions. They are not respecting the contracts of those persons affected.
On the energy sector, Mr. Idrisu said the NDC is the only government that has invested heavily in the sector.
Mr. Speaker, very soon we will have Prisor in Ghana. Prisor. Now let's say Kumso. Very soon.
Hello. Prisor. Honorable minority leader, are you moving away from Adundu Bejai?
Mr. Speaker, you understand the language better than I do. I'm just looking for a future substitute for Dumso, that it will come. Mr. Speaker, only a few months ago, the Ghanaian people, when there was Dumso, not Prisor is futuristic, were told that it was incompetence. Today, it's financial and technical difficulties. It can only be in the thinking of the new patriotic party. We could not explain that it was as a result of technical and financial difficulties. Today, they want to hide under that shadow and say that they are competent. We will monitor and evaluate their competence in ensuring energy security for our country. But Mr. Speaker, let it be said that no government in the history of Ghana have invested in the energy infrastructure more than the NDC government.
Minority leader Haruna Idrisu.
Meanwhile, the majority leader in Parliament, Osachi Mensa Bonsu, says it will be wrong for any economist to compare the gross domestic product of a non-oil economy to an oil-fueled economy.
Mr. Speaker, it is difficult to make an unqualified comparison between Kufuor's non-rebased era GDP growth rate and the GDP growth rate in the rebased economy under Mills Mahama. You cannot compare the two. And yet we have people engaging in voodoo economics who want to confuse the entire country. Kufuor's administration, after discovering oil in commercial quantities in 2007, did not benefit from the proceeds of oil. It was rather the Mills Mahama administrations that fortunately benefited. It will appear rather disingenuous for any economist or accountant to wake up and do a unqualified of GDP. Mr. Speaker, that is GDP growth rate between a non-oil economy and an oil-fueled economy. That is very disingenuous. Mr. Speaker, the GDP growth rate under Mills in 2009, I'm quoting the figures, was 4.0%, rising to 5.9% in 2010 and registering 14.4% in 2011. But about 7% of the 14.4%, we all know, was attributable to oil. The speaker, that's a matter of fact. And yet, people want to behave like ostriches, as if a miracle had been performed. In 2012, the oil-propelled GDP growth shrank to 7.1%. When the 2013 GDP registered a growth of 7.4%, the non-oil growth rate was lower than 5.6%, which was the original projection in the budget. Mr. Speaker, if the oil component is taken from the GDP growth rate under Mills Mahama administration, the average GDP growth rate will be in the region of between 4.8% and 4.9%. The source is the South Africa Service. And so one wonders what kind of magic people want to perform and delude Ghanaians into thinking that GDP growth rate under Mills Mahama was far better.
He noted that management of the economy was better under former President Kufuor's administration.
Clearly, Mr. Speaker, economic management was better under Kufuor's administration. So any objective assessment of the economy would reveal weak and deteriorating fundamentals, including 1, declining real GDP growth, 2, increasing inflation, 3, unprecedented double GDP fiscal deficits for 2 years. In a row, 2012-2013, unprecedented in the history of this country. Double-digit current account deficit for 2 years in a row. Again, 2012-2013, huge central bank financing of government. 6, massive increase in public debt stock, a weakening currency, high interest rates, net international reserves. And they have been happy talking about gross international reserves, exceeding on the average 2 months. What they have not spoken about is the net international reserves. Mr. Speaker, as we speak now, the net international reserves of this country is less than 3 weeks.